This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, fax 989-463-1534, and Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Leona Koppelberger, K-O-P-P-L-E-B-E-R-G-E-R. Date of birth is 12/3/1937. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Koppelberger with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was June 17th of this year. She states that she has been doing well, but she's been under a lot of stress because of her husband's health since her last visit. He fell several times. The first time, everything was fine with the CAT scan, but 2 weeks later, he fell again, and there was a brain bleed, and he required surgical evacuation of the blood in Midland. And then he had a permanent pacemaker placed as well as a Watchman device. And now he's doing better, and she's starting to feel better also. And she has gained 4 pounds over the last 6 months. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no edema, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Xarelto, 15 milligram daily. She's on Amarodione, 200 milligram daily. Lasix is 40 milligram every third day. And metoprolol is 50 milligram once daily. Norvasc 2.5 milligram daily, and omeprazole, calcium with D, cranberry tabs, vitamin C, melatonin at bedtime. Physical exam, weight 107 pounds, pulse is 84, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 108 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular today, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, no, non-tender, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 25th, 2024. Creatinine is 1.91, estimated GFR is 25. Previous level was 2.04, so that's an improvement. Albumin 4.2, calcium 9.7, electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.5, intact parathyroid hormone 55.7, hemoglobin 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no encephalopathy, no pericarditis, and no volume overload. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation on amiodarone and anticoagulated, also beta blocker. And 4, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. The patient will have lab studies every 3 months and a follow-up visit every 1 to 3 months and a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.